Welcome to our pre-show. This is Thursday, the whatever the hell it is, 5th. Yeah. And if I'm wearing the same shirt I wore yesterday, which I don't know if I was, but I had to sleep in the same clothes because we didn't have water because they cut off the water on the street because they were working on some something. And I walked out of the fucking house last night and I could smell gas on the street. I could smell gas. Now, this is a neighborhood called Channel Islands Beach. We're up the coast north of Oxnard, in between Oxnard and Ventura. And when I was married, we bought this little beach house here. And when we divorced, guess what? I got the beach house and she got whatever the fuck she got. Okay, that's the way it is. That's the game. That's why I've often said marriage, you know, my one experience with it, it's nothing more than a fucking business proposition. It has goddamn nothing to do with fucking romance. Get it out of your fucking head, man. I'm telling you right now, don't do it, man. You can love her. And you can get, you know, you can be married to her, but it doesn't bestow anything magical on you. When you get married, nothing comes down and changes you like that fucking Muriel's Wedding. Remember that? It's nothing magical about it. And at the end of the fucking day, man, if your marriage doesn't work out, and even when you die at the end of the day, it is all about fucking business. Who gets your shit? And don't worry about it, Jack. You may have worked your motherfucking ass off your entire life. When push comes to shove, it's half hers. And lady, same thing. It's half his. Go ahead and tell the whole fucking world if you want to how hard you worked for all that shit. They don't give a fuck. The law doesn't give a fuck. It ain't. It's half of it's the other person's. All I have to do is lay there in bed all morning long, smoking weed, smoking crack, taking opiates, whatever the fuck they do, go out, fuck the pool boy, whatever. The end of the day, half of it's theirs, bitch. So don't fucking come crying to my ass. Anyway, I'm on my way to the Maldives with Maria, so sometimes good things happen. For instance, in our case, we both agreed marriage was a piece of shit. Not being together, not even being legally bound. Legally bound is fine. But you know what you do? You walk into the county office, you say to the guy, we want to register as, domestic people, partners, whatever the fuck you call it. Yes, why isn't that just, bullshit. Bang, you sign your name, you're done. You are fucking done. There you go. And you can do it any goddamn way you want to do it. Any way you want to do it. Prenups are bullshit. Prenups won't protect your stupid fucking ass from it. Are you aware of that? I got a buddy of mine spent $150,000 on fucking lawyers to try to protect himself because he had a prenup. At the end of the fucking day, he had to walk away and say, go ahead. Because she hired a lawyer too. Now, what you do, man, before you get, don't go down the whole, get it all. We've got domestic partners. We've got all kinds of shit you can do. At least in California. I don't know about your sorry ass. I don't know where the fuck you live. But you can say what you want about California. I wouldn't live in any other goddamn state. I've lived in a few of them, too. I lived in Florida. Okay? Love Florida. I made a lot of friends in Florida. I fell in love in Florida. I got some of the most beautiful women I ever met in my world, in my life, were in Florida, okay? The state itself, the way it's set up, fuck it. It's like a fucking sewer. It's like a motherfucking third world country. Give me a break. Jesus H. fucking Christ. First of all, the goddamn roads, the fucking cities, nothing makes sense of that motherfucker. Miami? There's no such thing as Miami. It's 8,000 fucking cities, all with their own cop department, all with their own fucking little rules and regulations, all with their own 100 yards or highway that they, and then you're onto some other piece of shit county where there's a blue law or can't drink, They got turnpikes up the ass. They got this, they got that. No state income tax, but the fucking place looks like it. They got filth and shit all up and down their beaches. You talk about filthy. Talk about L.A. being filthy. Look at that goddamn fucking toilet bowl they call a beach in Florida. What the fuck do you call that? Dirty fucking streets. Motherfucker, you got poison on your beaches. You don't even know if you're going to have a fucking coastline in 10, 15, 20 fucking years. That bitch is going to be gone, man. That motherfucker will be underwater. Under fucking water. Don't believe me? You don't have to. You don't have to believe the science. That's okay. But the fucking polar caps, there is melting going on. There is the ocean levels are rising. And I don't think anybody living on the beach in Florida is going to argue with me. So, what am I talking about here? How much time have I burned up doing this shit? God damn it. We have got a lot to do. I'm going to be burning the midnight oil all fucking night doing shows for next week. So, without further ado, let me tell you, folks, I just signed up for betonline.com. Are you guys ready for some football? You are? Of course you are. If they ask you that question, you're supposed to say, yeah, yeah. Do you know what you're doing? No, you don't. But I'm going to talk to you in a minute here about betonlineag.com, okay? Now, you can bet online. What is this shit, man? You know what, man? All right, listen, betonlineag.com. You know, we've had a lot of different kind of betting sites for you guys over the years. This is one that I think you're going to enjoy. I made my picks. Why don't you go ahead and make yours, okay? Now, I know we've got a lot of geniuses out there. You guys know what you're doing. Go to betonlineag.com, betonlineag.com. And this is your online sports book. This is the one, man. And take a look at the matchups, man. They got Green Bay and Chicago, Atlanta and Minnesota, Rams and Carolina, Pittsburgh and New England. By the way, I got a few upsets that I'm picking this week. Not really upsets. I think the Jets are favored. I got the Bills. Screw the Jets. I love the Jets, but you know what? It's time that they get their ass kicked by the Bills. It's the way that I bet. You got your way, I got mine, all right? You go your way.
What are you trying to say, Phil?
You go your way, I'll go mine.
Hey, you like Mr. Inter? I want to find out who you like in a cowboy.
Who do I like in a cowboy? What do you like in a cowboy?
No, who do I like? Who do you like in a game? Yeah.
What do I like in a cowboy? I like the Cowboys.
Yeah, okay. But what do you like in a cowboy? I'm only kidding.
Right. So we got a lot of picks that we've made here. I got the Chargers winning. Here's an upset for you. I picked the Panthers. Did I pick the Panthers over the Rams?
You didn't. Yeah, so you got a real problem with the Rams.
I don't have any problem with the Rams. I just want to see them lose this week. How about that? That's how I do it. You do it your way, man.